Numbers and Tech Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. Numbers and Tech Podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications expert and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom-branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide-format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Every entrepreneur has a story. Listen to women discuss the financial side of their business, both the challenges and successes. Let's grab life by the bottom line. Hello, everyone. This is Melissa, and today we're going to talk about paying yourself as a business owner. If you're the owner of a company, you're probably getting paid somehow, but is your current approach the best one? In this podcast, we'll look at a few different ways small business owners pay themselves and which method is right for you. Generally, there's two main methods to pay yourself. There is the owner draw method and the payroll method. I'll go through each of them in detail. With the owner draw method, you can draw money from your business bank account as you see fit. And of course, with the payroll method, you regularly receive a paycheck just like any other employee. But the best method for you depends upon the structure of your business and how involved you are in running the company. So let's break it down. Option number one, the owner draw method. This method is typically when a sole proprietor or partner takes company money for personal use. It gives you flexibility, allowing you to adjust your compensation based on the performance of your business, but your payroll taxes are not automatically deducted. That's a big difference. You have to self-report any payroll draws or owner draws and pay taxes on them at tax time on April 15th. So this method requires much more personal tax planning, including quarterly tax estimates and self-employment taxes. And if you recall back from earlier podcast, quarterly tax estimates are required by the IRS if you think you're going to owe $1,000 or more in taxes for the year. So you can draw as much money as you want and as many times as you want if you're using the owner draw method, as long as there's enough money in the business checking account to cover it. So just keep in mind that owner draws can limit the amount of cash you have available for growing your business and paying the bills. As the sole proprietor or partner, you're entitled to as much of your company's money as you want. You don't have to answer to stockholders or shareholders, leaving you free to take payments as you see fit. With that said, owner draws are considered personal income. So let's move on to option number two, the payroll method. State and federal personal income taxes are automatically deducted from your paycheck. On the personal side, earning a set salary allows you to show a steady source of income, which comes in handy when applying for a mortgage or car loan or anything else credit related. On the business side, paying yourself a straight salary makes it easier to keep track of your business finances. Instead of taking from the business account every time you need some personal money, you know exactly how much company money is being paid to you every month. It makes it easier to track expenses and manage cash flow. The downside of the payroll method is that you have to determine reasonable compensation that makes you happy and keeps your company operational. If your compensation falls outside the reasonable range, it could raise flags with the IRS. So how do you determine reasonable compensation? The IRS golden rule on setting your compensation is that it has to be reasonable, which they define as any amount that would ordinarily be paid for like services by like organizations in like circumstances. Translation, please. It's basically how much money would you pay someone other than yourself to do your job. Here's a few key elements to look at to help you choose a salary that's comfortable for you and acceptable in the eyes of the IRS. There's about five or six of them. One, your qualifications and training. Two, how many years of experience do you have? Three, what is your industry and the scope of your work? Four, what's the size of your business? Five, what would be the salary of people in similar positions? And six, what's your location and the cost of living like? If you score high marks in all of these categories, feel free to give yourself a slightly higher than normal compensation package. So how do you pay yourself by entity type? So now that you know there's a little bit different about the options available, let's talk about how you factor in your type of business to this equation, as each one influences the way small business owners pay themselves. I'm going to go over five entity types. So if you're a sole proprietor, you're just going to do the owner draw method to pay yourself. If you're a partnership, which is a business with two or more owners, much like a sole proprietor, you're still going to do the owner draw method, and you're going to split the revenue between the partners. If you're an LLC, which means the business entity is separate from its owner or multiple owners, which means that no individual is personally liable for the company's debt, you're still going to do the owner draw method. Next, if you're an LLC with an S-Corp designation, and remember to get an S-Corp designation, you have to file the multi-page application with the IRS. You mail it in, old school postal mail, and they'll typically respond within 3 to 6 months, letting you know if you qualified for the S-Corp designation. Then you would graduate to the payroll method. With the payroll method, the owner or owners will receive paychecks with payroll taxes withdrawn. And then, of course, the last type of business entity is a C-Corp. An incorporated entity where the corporation pays taxes on profits and the owners are taxed on dividends they receive. And then the owners also do the paycheck payroll method. Since an S-Corp is structured kind of like a corporation, it's kind of like in between a basic LLC and then a C-Corp. The mid-ground is the S-Corp. There's no owner draw, only shareholder distribution or payroll checks. But a shareholder distribution is not meant to replace an owner's draw. You must take a paycheck as a W-2 employee. So how do you actually pay yourself from your business account? Whether you choose to draw your money or assign yourself a salary, there's a few guidelines you should follow. One, withdraw the money from your business account and deposit it into your personal account. Remember to separate your finances always. Two, if you are on the owner draw method, try at all possible to stick to relatively equal payments at regular intervals. But no, this isn't always possible. It's just a goal to try to achieve. Three, make sure you record any payroll checks within a payroll software program, like a QuickBooks or a Gusto or an ADP. There's multiple options out there. The next step, 4, always remember to leave enough cash for your business to operate smoothly after these payments, though. And lastly, account for taxes. Income taxes and payroll taxes have to be paid regardless of the method you choose. I posted on the Numbers in Tech Instagram account that I was going to be discussing this, and I asked people to send me any questions they had. I tried to include the information to answer their questions within this podcast, but I want to end with, not paying yourself anything underestimates the cost for your business. And if you do not have enough money to pay yourself, you may want to look at your business's prices. Can they be increased? Or can your expenses be decreased? Initially, reinvesting in your business is common, but over time, your business should be structured and set up to be able to pay you or your partner. Any other questions or comments, be sure to send them to me over Instagram, and I'll incorporate them into future posts. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Numbers in Tech podcast. Future episodes will include chats with other amazing entrepreneurs. Let's keep the conversations going, whether you are running the show or working on your side hustle. We give you the business advice you need. If you learned something new or felt inspired, let me know. If you want more tips and great information, follow my Instagram account, Numbers in Tech, or email info@numbersintech.com. Always remember to grab life by the bottom line.